viewers.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, viewers? Just a quick update on boxing news on the Hub Life. All right, so on latest news, you've all heard about the Manny Pacquiao versus Timothy Bradley trilogy fight, Pacquiao versus Bradley 3, and the retirement fight for Pacquiao on April 9th, 2016. This blog is mainly supposed to be an update on the future fights HBO and Showtime is supposed to set out, mainly Cotto versus Canelo, but I just woke up and got breaking news that Pac-Man will be fighting Bradley for the third time, which is kind of stupid. You'd hope a retirement fight for Adrian Broner or against what's his face again? Adrian Broner or the Crawford. Terrence Crawford would be a realistic fight at this point of Manny's career at 37 years old. However, he's taking another fight in Bradley, which is seems, in my opinion, to be dangerous. As Teddy Atlas is his head trainer now. And at this point, you know, it'd be safe to fight someone more who doesn't throw punches and bunches or a high-volume puncher. And that is Bradley. I think he took a risk in fighting Bradley again. Like, I don't put in that fight. Possibly could sell to many Filipino fans or any just hardcore boxing fans, but I really do not see a point in this. Like, Pacquiao should at least fight. It makes sense to fight Crawford. Like I said, Terrence Crawford, even Garcia, this young Mexican fighter. It really makes sense for Pacquiao's career. It's just styles. Stylistically, it's a healthy matchup for Pac-Man. I really don't want to see Pacquiao getting destroyed for his last fight, but, you know, I think he still has it. There's maybe one good fight in him. You know, finish off with the win. Even a rematch with Mayweather, but Mayweather's little pussy, PhD using mofo. To be honest, I don't think Mayweather is the greatest fighter of this generation. I think he's overrated. He's one of the Conor fighters. Like, Conor wise, like, how can you accuse Pacquiao of taking steroids if you don't want to be, you know, you're hypocritical? Like, he's coming from 130 or probably 126 in the Olympic stages of his career. And he's accusing Pac-Man of bullets. Come on. People grow. Pac-Man started, 18, 16 years old boxing from 106 weight classes. Of course he's going to go. He's a fucking kid then. You know, I don't think Mayweather is the greatest. I think he's overrated. He's basically the cash cow of HBO boxing. He makes how many million? I can't even count. But he's only willing to fight in Vegas. Doesn't want to fight in New York where he's going to be tested all the time and these random drug tests. No, he's on PEDs. Also, he's got busted on them by the radio show. He's definitely on the vampire facial that basically makes your face a lot younger and your cheekbones a lot stronger. Of course, that's going to give you a boost. He's one of the fighters also exempted from having an open Gatorade bottle during a boxing match against Andre Berto. And yeah, just. And he likes to accuse, he's the only one that got people going, you know, starting this controversy about Pac-Man. He just started in 2010 when he started beating all the guys on the order they didn't want to fight or the top fighters when ever since Pacquiao last stopped Cotto, Hatton. My opinion, yeah, those were the last, also the best stages of Pacquiao's prime when he fought Antonio Margarito. It definitely was the peak of his career. And after that, you know, he looked kind of slow, lost his killer instinct, but his skill set's still there. Still has those punches and bunches and angles, head movement. As long as he has that, he should be able to beat Bradley, but Bradley is a new trainer in Atlas, and Atlas really wants to prove a point. Atlas is not a big Pacquiao fan. He's the one also accusing Pacquiao of steroid allegations, and yeah. So many things going on, but that's the breaking news. Pacquiao's set to fight Bradley for a third time as his retirement fight, I guess. And we'll sell more fights than that. Garcia, I believe, or those other guys. But I don't know. I feel like Terrence Crawford would be a realistic fight. But I guess one for, I'm guessing I'm guessing this fight's going to be at 147. But yeah, interesting fight. Anyways, moving on to the Canelo versus Triple G. So obviously you've seen Canelo beat Cotto. However, it was a very close fight. Canelo definitely pressed the action for the whole fight. Cotto was Fedorov tried a game plan, which was to stick and move, countered the whole fight, which made sense. You don't want to trade blows to blows with a guy younger and much more explosive and heavier hands than you. So yeah, that's basically what happened with that fight. The punch stats are really close, I believe. I can't remember, but if I'm really off, trying to remember, it was around 160 to 120 for Canelo punches landed, so not that much of a difference. It's a very close fight, but you know, it was pretty one-sided on the judges' scorecard, which I disagree with. I think you probably should give Cotto the fight, but if Canelo fought like that against Mayweather and let's say Canelo definitely won most of the rounds like that. Let's say if he fought Mayweather like that, you know, they give the decision to Mayweather because he's running backwards. I mean, he wins all his fights running backwards because it's pretty biased. He basically bought all of Vegas and all those judges sold out. But Cotto for sure, he gave a good fight, but you know, Canelo's just a hungrier, younger fighter, and Cotto's just about like Manny, about to finish his career in Hall of Fame, become a Hall of Famer himself. So basically, and for Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, recently in his last fight, he fought Lemieux, and he showed that he can be not just a one-dimensional, you know, heavy hitter, but he can fight backwards for sure. He can outbox an opponent. So that's why it's going to make Canelo the hungrier young lion, just a heavy-handed fighter, fight an excellent boxer and heavy-handed as well in Triple G. They can definitely slug it out for sure. Good, very good chins in both fighters. But I'm going to see that. I think Triple G is going to look to outbox Canelo in this fight, but Canelo can definitely close the ring. Size-wise, they're both equally big. They're big dudes. They're big motherfuckers. And yeah, that's about it for boxing news right now. And some of the Filipino viewers go, you watched the Nair fight. He's claimed the WB, I believe the WBO bantamweight, like bantamweight title or whatever, at 122, 126, something like that, where Rigondeaux was stripped off his belt due to inactivity, and because he's a fucking boring fighter, honestly, he's boring as shit. 16-0, great fighter, but boring as shit. I wouldn't pay like 60, 80 to 100 bucks to watch this guy. Boring fighter. But yeah, Benito Donaire from the Philippines, people thought he was done after he got knocked out by Nicholas Walters in the fight of the year, or candidate for fight of the year. Yeah, so that was, it's good to see Dinner rack up some wins. I believe it's his third straight win or three catches. So I'd like to see him fight another top contender, another top three in his division before he retires. Another upcoming boxer to, I seen, to, you know, even though Pacquiao's legacy is coming to an end, there's a lot of Filipino boxers coming out. More Filipino fighters are going to mixed martial arts, though, but that's another talk or another episode. Yeah. And I guess the upcoming younger guys from the Philippines is Prince Albert Pagara and his brother Jason Pagara, who's a 140 pounder. He seems like I'll talk about the older brother first, Jason. He seems like he's a good boxer. He's a big Filipino dude, 5'8", at 140. However, I don't think he seems to possess a lot of power, but he can throw those nice combos, a left hook, right hook to the body. Fought in the States, obviously won. It would be good to see him fight a top 10 opponent in the WBC or WBO, like someone like in he's in the weight class of in a very entertaining weight class at 140. I think Amir Khan is there, but it'd be nice to see him fight a top 10 opponent to get him up there. And then Jason Pagara, the other, I mean, sorry, Prince Albert Pagara, is a great fighter. I think he should definitely be one to look out to. He's very explosive. He's in the Nimita Dines weight class, ranked number 7 in out of the boxers in this division. He's one to look out for. The man has dynamite in both hands. He's very explosive, has power. Maybe not the speed as Dinair or Pac-Man, but he definitely has the power and the speed. I mean, sorry, the power and explosiveness. He can definitely, I think he should definitely move up a weight class, right? 126. Fucking destroy Nicholas Walters. He'd be one guy. He's really tough. That's makes him very different from Dinair. I think Dinair, at times, if people find out his weakness, so he could possibly fold. I won't say he folds easily, but he can fold. But Albert Pagard, I mean, yeah, Prince Albert Pagard has a great chin. Can definitely pose a threat to Nicholas Walters. Walters may be a big dude, but I think he can pose many threats. And yeah, that's basically what I'm going to be covering today. And yeah, hopefully you listeners stay tuned for more. Enjoy.